Numbers to our focus on cooperation, coordination, and communication between DCF, the Department of Education, case management providers, education coordinators, and local school districts. The partnership between groups ensures that these students have access to educational supports and services. They say overall numbers were decent when it came to the amount of children and the success in schools. Chronic absenteeism decreased by almost 4%, and attendance rates increased by 89.1%. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
If agriculture is your background, then we want to talk to you. Right now, Steckline Communications is looking for a new member of our Ag Network sales team. In this fun and rewarding career, you'll spend your time working with businesses in the ag industry, helping them reach new customers. Send your resume to ddowns@manradio.com. That's ddowns@manradio.com. Why not spend your days doing something you love? Contact us today. Steckline Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The KC 2026 organization that's working to try and bring in the World Cup soccer competition to the area was in the Capitol yesterday talking to the House Budget Committee and asking for more than $32 million for transportation, security, and marketing operations to make the event happen. As Cake News reports, that according to the state of Kansas, that last year they earmarked more than $10 million for upgrades for the Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City. That includes the MISL's Sporting Kansas City Performance Complex, where the state says they are working to try and bring in the World Cup organizers by asking Kansas Governor Laura Kelly to recommend more than $20 million in appropriations, with a total state investment between $28 million to $32 million. They say total budget for the whole operation would be more than $165 million, with $74 million of that coming from the state of Missouri. According to the president of KC 2026, he said during the committee hearing that, quote, it is no exaggeration that this World Cup is the largest event ever held in human history. We've got to make sure that we make most of this opportunity.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize, and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Nebraska legislature this week took up debate on a bill requiring at least two crew members on trains traveling through the state, citing safety of crews and the public. Opponents argued the matter was not the responsibility of a state and should be left to labor and ownership as technology advances. Federal action on the issue is possible through Congress or the National Railroad Administration. No final action was taken on the proposal. A Kansas Department of Transportation bridge replacement project on U.S. 36 in Nemahal County is scheduled to begin this week, 2 miles west of Baileyville. Initial work will consist of constructing a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. Traffic impact should be minimal during this phase of the project. The shoe-fly is expected to be complete later this spring. Traffic will then be shifted to the detour while the bridge is replaced. Work Monday through Friday during daylight hours is expected to be complete by December. Reese Construction of Salina is the prime contractor on the $4.2 million project. KDOT urges all motorists to be alert and obey warning signs in highway work zones. Marysville City Council met Monday in closed session to further conversation as to hiring a new city administrator with the resignation of Alston St. John. Jeff Peterson is serving as interim, but had indicated he was not interested in a long-term position. Josh Kenworthy has joined the Marysville Police Department. He had served as Marshall County Deputy and previously as jailer, and is a staff sergeant with the Kansas Army National Guard. Madison Runnebaum of Marysville was crowned queen Saturday at the Cloud County Community College Homecoming. Daughter of John and Carolyn Runnebaum, she's enrolled in the nursing program and is a member of the Thunderbird volleyball team. Royalty for the Valley Heights Winter Homecoming include queen candidates Alexis Miller, Brooke Porter, and Audra Steinfurt, king candidates Spencer Lees, Cooper McWilliams, and Liam Schill. Crowning will be at halftime Friday evening during the boys' basketball game. Registration opens today for the 11th annual Pony Express Gravel Dash, which is set for September 7th. Information and online registration available at Pony Express 120 Gravel Dash. Marshall County Historical Society seeking volunteers to staff the historic courthouse in Marysville Saturday and Sunday afternoons this summer from 1 to 4, as well as holidays. Anyone interested is asked to contact Diane at the historic courthouse in Marysville for more information.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
George F. Chase, age 77, of Beatty, passed away January 24th. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Berean Church in Marysville. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for George Chase. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, chicken noodle soup, a biscuit, celery and carrots, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, breaded fish, red skin potatoes, mixed veggies, and apricots. KNDY News Time is 7:12.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Test your knowledge and show off your game show abilities at the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's Get Smart with the Arts Trivia Night, Saturday, February 3rd. Starting at 7 p.m., stretch your memory in history, entertainment, geography, current events, the arts, and more. Register by emailing marshallcountyarts@gmail.com or calling 785-859-4260. $240 per team of six or $40 for an individual, while you're welcome to bring your favorite adult beverage. Test your trivia knowledge and get smart with the arts February 3rd at Nordis Motor Company in Marysville with the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's Trivia Night. Spots and tables are limited, so grab yours by calling 785-859-4260.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Still staying warmer today. A slight chance for some rain showers early on. Otherwise, partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies throughout Friday with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. And cloudy skies continue into Friday night with a slight chance for some rain showers with our lows in the mid-40s and lower 50s. Rain showers will continue throughout the day on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then more rain likely throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Easterly winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A chance for some rain showers throughout Sunday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and lower 50s. And mostly cloudy skies Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and partly cloudy throughout Monday night with our lows in the lower to mid-30s, and still sunny on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 40. Record high on this date, 69. The average low, 19. The record low, 12 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:14. It's 44 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 1st of February. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a one-owner new truck trade. It's a 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model High Country Edition. They have a 2022 1500 LTZ71 package under 13,000 miles, as well as a 2023 Buick Envision Essence, awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu.
Simons dances around up top. He takes off. He drives, steps through, runs it up and in!
The call on Rip City Radio as Anthony Simons' floater with 17 seconds left gives the Blazers the lead on the scuffling Bucks, then holding on for the 119-116 W. It was Damian Lillard's first game back in Portland since being traded. He spoke post-game.
Just dealing with everything that came with it. I've been asked a million times, like, what is it like being back in Portland and how do you feel? And I've really enjoyed being back, but just the whole spectacle of it is just a little bit draining.
Kevin Durant returned to Brooklyn for the first time since he forced his way out of the Nets organization last season. His 33 points led all scorers, and the Suns torpedoed the Nets 136-120. The T-Wolves drubbed the Mavs 121-87. The Thunder edged the Nuggets 105-100. Clippers beat the Wizards 125-109. The Heat snapped a seven-game losing streak with a 115-106 win over the Kings. NCAA top 25.
And the Gators get a huge win on the road. A three late at the end of regulation, and then they take it in overtime and beat Kentucky. Wow, 94-91.
The call on ESPN, unranked Florida rallied late to upset number 10 Kentucky. Second-ranked Purdue avoided an upset, surviving against pugnacious Northwestern 105-96 in OT. Number 1 UConn topped Providence 74-65. Women's action, number 3 Iowa routed the Northwestern women 110-74. Caitlin Clark scoring a game-high 35 points to move into the number 2 slot on the all-time college scoring list. NHL, the Kings doubled up the Predators 4-2, Senators edged the Red Wings 3-2 in overtime, and the Ducks skated by the Sharks, also 3-2, also in OT. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, We've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Rescheduled high school basketball games. Due to winter weather postponements, include Marysville hosting Concordia this evening. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. This Saturday, Axtell and Lynn will play at Marysville, and Washington County's at Clifton Clyde in a makeup this Saturday. Valley Heights will host Minneapolis February 5th and February 19th. Valley Heights is home to Rock Creek, and Hanover will host Axtell. High school hoops continue this evening. Marysville Concordia. Marysville's at Abilene Friday. We'll have them on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Also Friday, Valley Heights entertains Axtell live on FM 95.5.
Can an insurance bot ever really understand your needs?
Do you think I'd benefit from bundling my auto and home coverage?
Searching for homes with car dealerships nearby.
Sure, robots listen, but do they understand you? At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we'll help you save money and time by bundling your auto and home insurance. Find an agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday morning. I'm Tim Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's get you a nice recap of how things finished up yesterday at the closing bell, as well as a nice little sneak preview through the overnight session here this morning. As it was a mixed to mostly lower day pretty much across the board, the grains and the oilseeds did see a little bit more higher figures than in the livestock. Livestock finished mostly lower. However, the hogs did finish a bit higher. February live cattle finished down 67 to 177.35. April down to $180.70. That was a loss of $1.05 on the day. Similar losses for the feeders. The March contract down 117 to $240.15 per hundredweight. April down 85 to $246.15. As mentioned, it was a higher day for the hogs. February hogs at 50 cents at $76.35. June up 15 to $97.90. Into the grains, we saw a day of two-sided trade, lower in the corn at the finishing bell, and that's what we see here in the overnight session. March corn currently down 4.5 at 443 and 3/4. May down 3 3/4 at 454 and 3/4. Kansas City wheat, same story. In fact, double-digit losses in a lot of places throughout the wheat markets yesterday. March Kansas City wheat now down 6.25 at 615 and 3/4. May down to 613. That's a loss of 7.25 so far this morning. Oats finished higher. March oats here this morning, though, are down 3.25 to 379.25. It was a slight gain for the soybeans yesterday at the closing bell. It was a late push into the afternoon. However, finishing slightly higher is met by double-digit losses early here this morning. March soybeans down 12 at 12.10 1/4 cents. May trading at 12.21. That's down 11 3/4. March soybean meals down 410 to 364.30, and the oil a bit weaker as well, down 31 points at 45.71. Cotton also in the red here through the overnight session after a higher finish yesterday, giving up some of yesterday's gains. March cotton down 28 to 84.89, May down 33 at 86.08. In the metals, February gold trading down $20 an ounce at 2,029 even. March silver's down 45 cents at 22.71. Dollar index is up 38 points to 103.46.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. All serious arborists utilize pruning to nurture the growth and success of their trees. Kansas Forest Service Community Forestry Program Coordinator Matt Norville examines how a little trimming and thinning can not only better the well-being of trees, but set them up for success in the long haul.
I would look at all my trees at least once every other year or once every 2 years, and try to identify defects. I would I would look at all my trees from the seedling sapling stage all the way to my very mature trees. Primarily, first thing you're going to look for is dead branches. Once you identify those, you're going to look at the structure of the tree. The younger trees, you can definitely adjust the structure a lot more. You have more of an opportunity to set the tree up for success than you do with mature trees.
Norville discusses the basics of effective pruning methods.
You're looking for wide branch unions. You don't want branches joining the trunk in a V-shape. You want it more in a U-shape. It produces a stronger joint, and it prevents included wood or inclusive wood, so bulk and bulk growing together, and that can cause problems in the future. It just produces a weak joint, which will fail underneath snow or ice or wind loading. So make sure you don't have branches crisscrossing, overlapping. There's a lot of different ways you can prune. You don't want to remove more than a third of the canopy anytime you prune. And you want to prune for apical dominance. So that traditional tree growth with, you know, a strong central leader.
He explains the benefits of regularly caring for trees and why proper pruning technique becomes important for the tree's welfare.
So it's caring for the health of the tree. By removing dead wood, you're removing areas that disease and insects will harbor in. You're also setting the tree up to be strong, so when you do have windstorms come in, you don't get broken branches. By pruning properly, you're going to cause a smaller wound to the tree than if the branches just ripped off. And it's important to produce small wounds on the tree versus a bigger wound, because unlike humans, where when we get a cut, we heal up. Trees don't heal up. They seal off. They try to compartmentalize that area and set up physiological and chemical barriers to prevent these vectors of diseases coming in. So by doing it properly, you're reducing the likelihood of decay entering your tree. And if decay gets in your tree, it can become a liability, you know, 10 years later down the road.
That was Kansas Forest Service Community Forestry Program Coordinator Matt Norville on employing the use of pruning to maintain healthy and long-lasting trees. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They've got upwards of 3,000 head of early consignments. Coles begin the sale at 10 a.m. Among Holstein steers, they have 10 weighing 4 to 4.5, 15 5 to 6.5, 15 weighing 5 to 8, 30 weighing 5.5 to 675, 40 at 650 to 750, and 11 weighing 800 to 1,000 pounds. 18 Holstein Angus cross steers, 675 to 750. Also today, 30 black and white face heifers weighing 4 to 6, 16 black steers and heifers weighing 5 to 6, 7 in at 5 to 6 and a quarter, 65 red and black and white face steers and heifers 5 to 7, 150 Charlotte and black steers and heifers 5 to 7, 160 mixed yearling heifers 5.5 to 650, 20 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 8, 25 weighing in at 6 to 7 and 20 weighing 6 to 7, 12 black and red heifers 6 to 7, 43 red steers and heifers 6 to 750, 30 black steers and heifers 6 to 750, 50 mixed steers 6 to 750, 32 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 775 with 25 in at 6 to 8. 55 mixed steers and heifers weighing 6 to 8. 100 mixed steers weighing 6 to 8. 75 black steers and heifers 6 to 8. 150 weighing 6 to 8. 50. 60 Hereford mostly steers 625 to 8. 58 black steers and heifers 650 to 7 and a quarter. 45 black and white face steers and heifers weigh 6.5 to 750. 75 black steers and heifers 650 to 8. 30 weighing in at 650 to 8. 50 mixed steers and heifers at 650 to 8. 720 black steers and heifers 650 to 850. 32 black steers and heifers weighing 650 to 850. 30 black and red steers 7 to 8. 17 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 10 black steers weigh 7 to 8. 50 black steers and heifers 7 to 8. 75. 160 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 9, 88 black steers 7 to 9, 40 black heifers 725 to 750, 60 black steers 725 to 775, 25 Charlotte cross heifers weigh 8 to 8.5, and 60 black steers 8.5 to 9. Big sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Cold sell at 10 a.m.
Best things come in small packages. We will see how February lives up to that proverb on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 1st, the 32nd day of the year. Singer Harry Styles is celebrating a birthday, and in 1919, the first Miss America pageant was held in New York City. February may be the shortest month, but it's chock full of events worth noting. Along with celebrating romance, presidents, and groundhogs, February is designated as Black History Month, Wild Bird Feeding Month, and Potato Lovers Month. Lunar New Year arrives on the 10th, ushering in the Year of the Wood Dragon. Mardi Gras or Shrove Tuesday occurs on the 13th, followed by Ash Wednesday, of course. And if your winter blahs need a little antidote, here's some good news. February is the most popular month for spring home and garden shows. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more about this month, visit us online at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, 44 degrees this hour. Highs around 60 on tap for today and tomorrow.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the KSHSAA, are the 103,000 high school sports and performing arts students in Kansas. And so, we stand. We stand for the runners, debate team members, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, officials, and adjudicators. We stand for the drummers, football players, and actors. We stand for the golfers, singers, and swimmers. We stand as the national leader and advocate for these essential activities and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Rescheduled high school basketball games due to winter weather postponements include Marysville hosting Concordia this evening. We'll have it live on KNDY AM 1570 FM 94.1. This Saturday, Axtell and Lynn will play at Marysville, and Washington County's at Clifton Clyde in a makeup this Saturday. Valley Heights will host Minneapolis February 5th and February 19th. Valley Heights is home to Rock Creek, and Hanover will host Axtell. High school hoops continue this evening. Marysville Concordia. Marysville's at Abilene Friday. We'll have them on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Also Friday, Valley Heights entertains Axtell live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Somebody done me wrong. Don't think for a minute
chance, dance the dance. It might be wrong, but then again it might be right. There's no way of knowing what tomorrow brings. Life's too short to waste it. I say bring on anything. I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. So bring on the sunshine, the hell with the red wine. Pour me some moonshine.